Thank you for being on, brethren. We're here to observe the second day of unleavened bread. For our Savior said, as often as you eat this bread, do it in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread, do it in remembrance of me, he said. So thank you so much for being on. The song that just played is one of my favorite psalms that I like to read to remind me of what my attitude should be. Lo hagali bi, it says. It says, eternal, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the eternal from henceforth and forevermore. So we're here to observe the days of unleavened bread. And I'm going to ask for the host or Brother Felix or anyone who's willing to quickly offer a quick prayer for us so we could quickly start our service. What you will need is a cup and a piece of matzah tonight. That's all you will need, and your scriptures to follow along. This will be a very brief service, half an hour, 40 minutes, shouldn't be more, definitely not more than an hour. Thank you. So can we please have an opening prayer just to give thanks and Elohim's blessing for our gathering today? Please.
This is Felix. And let's pray. Let us pray. Our dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks in the name of your Son, Yeshua, your uniquely born Son, whom we are remembering, Father, in memorial of his death and resurrection and everything else that he did to reconcile mankind to you, Father. And he sits enthroned as King Ruler over all the creation that he, by through him, all that created, that he created, and rightly so, after the fall of man, he reconciled them through his blood and his flesh, and then through his resurrection, he saved them through the resurrection. So we thank you, Father, for all things. We thank you for keeping us safe all our lives. We thank you for keeping us persevering in your ways, Father. So be with everyone here, every heart. There, Father, tend to their knees and gladden their hearts, Father, and elate their spirit, Father. So be with us. May we all be blessed tonight. And may your name be praised always in Yeshua's name.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity. And dear brethren, we're going to read two portions from the Torah, Leviticus Vayikra number 23. Okay, Vayikra number 20, Leviticus 23. I would like a volunteer. I'm ready to read, but I would so much love like that we do this as a body so we all share a little bit in the reading. There's not much we'll be doing tonight, but let our hearts be enlarged to fill the universe, if so to say, with our love for Elohim. So can someone please read verses 4 through 8 for me of Leviticus 23, light, nice and loud? And again, feel free to show yourselves as you are reading. Put on your camera if you wish.
And unmute yourselves if you are trying to.
Yes, unmute yourselves. You'll see the little icon on the bottom with a microphone. Just click on that. It should allow you.
I'll give it a try. You can hear me?
Yes. Thank you, brother.
These are the appointed times of Yah, Kodesh gatherings, which you are to proclaim as their appointed times. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, between the evenings, is the Pesach to Yah. And on the 15th day of this month is the festival of Matzorot to Yah. 7 days you eat unleavened bread.
Okay, someone else? Unmute yourselves. How far, brother? Yeah, that
to verse 8, brother.
Okay, my mistake. On the first day you have a Kodesh gathering, and you do no servile work, and you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yah for 7 days. On the 7th day is a Kodesh gathering, you do no servile work.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, brothers. Thank you for this Yahad, truly union Yahad spirit, where we're doing all things together in his honor as he prayed. No servile work. And can someone read for me? We could split it in half if you want. If it's short reading in Numbers, Bar Mitbar, chapter 28, verses 17 to 25. Can someone please read that portion for me?
And if you're reading, unmute. Okay, I'll read.
Yes.
Okay, so you said
Numbers 28, verses 17 to 25.
Okay, here we go. And in the 15th day of this month, which is the first month, is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. The first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no manner of servile work therein, but you shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Eternal. 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deals shall you offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several 10th deals shall you offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs. And 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. You shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner, you shall offer daily, throughout the 7 days, the meat of the sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Eternal. It shall be offered besides the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. Verse 25, and on the seventh day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work on that day.
Amen. So, dear brethren, we see that it's not just Passover that was to be attended to, but of course the days of unleavened bread also, that for 7 days. And this gives us some insight into what was actually going on in the service, these sacrifices being offered. And these things are done during the daytime, believe it or not. These things were not celebrated at evening. The only holy days that were celebrated at evening were Passover, Pesach, and Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. These two, but all the other holy days were celebrated during the day, and it's evidently why, because of the sacrifices that needed to be done. In ancient times, when it was dark, it was dark. They wouldn't have been able to gather and do this in the daytime, in the nighttime. And that's why even Passover was not so much required a temple gathering, but it was done in the homes at night. But the Day of Atonement, you started the fast at night on the ninth of the seventh month, but the actual service was done during the daytime on the tenth of the seventh month. So here we get an idea, and this is why yesterday we kept the service in the day unto the eternal. So now we're, believe it, about halfway through. We will read a portion in Matthew chapter 26, I believe, or 20, around there. And we will go and we will have, after that, say the Master's Prayer. And then partake of the bread, which represents his broken body, and his and the cup of the fruit of the vine, the Pari Hagafen, that represents his blood. I would like some volunteers to be ready to do some reading. We will need 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If someone could find for us 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and be ready to read that. Not the whole portion, just that portion about what Paul shared in what he received. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, if someone can find that for us. And if you will volunteer for that, just let me know that you have volunteered. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through
20.
Judge. Yeah, through, I would say, through 30. No, actually, through 29. Okay. For verses chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23 to 29, and I would like someone to find to read to be ready to read for us Matthew 26, I believe.
Verses
17. Yes, exactly. You're correct. Verses 26 and through 29. So someone can choose that reading. Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 29. And we will use this portion of the scripture to when we will eat the bread and drink the cup. So we will read that first part that reads, that says about, for this is my blood. When we reach that part, once we've done, we will give thanks and partake. And then then we'll drink, read the part of verse 29, and then eat of the bread. Okay? So the first thing we're going to do now is read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 29. Whoever has that portion, please unmute and read. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I have that open. Oh, go ahead. Oh. I don't want to jump in front of somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. For I have received of Yah that which I delivered unto you, that Yeshua the same night in which he was betrayed took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the renewed covenant in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show Adonai's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of Yah unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of Yah. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning Adonai's body.
Amen. And so we love Elohim, we love his Son, we love his Spirit, we love the brethren. Love is that principal thing that Elohim looks for in our hearts. None of us are ever perfect enough, no matter how perfect we are. But his love embraces us, because we are seeking to keep his commandments out of trust, faith, and love for him. So rest assured that as we honor him today, let's honor him in our hearts even now. Let that assurance of his mercy and his love fill our hearts to know that he accepts our thanksgiving to him at this time. I'm going to offer the Sovereign's Prayer, and you could pray it with me if you like. And then we'll have our next reader read that portion in Matthew, and as we do that, we will partake of the bread. Okay, so just give me a second here. Let's ready our hearts. We're going to say the Master's Prayer. And as we say it, let's say it with all of our hearts and all of our soul. And so this manner of serving the Eternal was something that all the ancient early congregations did, that they assembled together continually throughout the 7 days to break the bread and to drink the cup in remembrance of the Sovereign Yeshua, even though he was risen. And so we do now, for as we read in that portion in the book of Leviticus Vayikra, that it is for 7 days these things are done. 7 days. And so let's ready our cups and our bread. I thank my daughter for preparing this for me. Thank you. Brethren, so let's bow our heads and offer our prayers. Dear Father in heaven, sanctified is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. Amen. So, dear brethren, let's have our reader read the portion in Matthew 26, verse 26 to, let's see,
to 29.
Let's do that. And have your matzah ready. Okay. So go ahead, brother.
As they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks for it, and broke it. He gave to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He took the cup, gave thanks, and gave to them, saying, "All of you, drink it, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the remission of sins. But I tell you that I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
Emma, thank you. Let's raise our matzah, our unleavened bread, the pure bread, and give thanks. Thank you, dear Yeshua, sovereign, for dying for us. We know you have risen from the dead a long time ago and are seated, enthroned, and in authority over all things. But we thank you for dying for us, for letting your body be broken, so mistreated, and to the point that you poured your soul unto death. We thank you so much, dear Yeshua, and we, according to your request, we partake of this unleavened bread, representing your body broken for us. Thank you, dear Savior. Let's eat. Now lift the cup to our sovereign. Let's take the cup. As he was, after eating that supper with his dear closest servants, he was taken, mistreated, blasphemed, beaten so much. And even before that, he prayed, as we read during Passover, how great his sweat was as great drops of blood. And he bled all the way unto death on that execution stake on our behalf. Dear Yeshua, we lift up the cup of salvation and give you thanks and say thank you for providing us salvation, forgiveness of our sins, and to be able to live at peace with each other and to love each other in your name. Thank you so much for your ways that you've given through your blood by your Spirit. In your name, dear Yeshua, we drink this cup. Amen. Amen. Thank you, dear brethren, for this. And our service is just about done. We just thank you again very much. But we would like to give an opportunity, if there's anything you would want to share here that you would want the world to hear. This is being recorded. I will send it to Yahad as well. Make sure I send it to Brother Snyder, so he'll have it. But is there anything you among the Yahad would like to share so the world can hear this day of how you feel how about our Savior and how you want him to be, would love him to be honored? Feel free. If not, we'll move on for the closing prayer. All right, brethren. So,
hallelujah. I just thank the Almighty Father for how he's using us as a congregation all together and how we're serving him in the kingdom. And he gave us the example in Yahushua HaMashiach and what an investment, what a sacrifice, and what a Savior. And we're so blessed to get to share that with you all, brethren. And thank you for inviting us to be a part of this. And very excited about the future that Yah will continue to forge with us and our children. Mm-hmm. And the generations to come in his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, dear brother. And we are setting the example of unity that is that our dear Yeshua prayed for, right? And this is a beautiful thing. And we can rejoice knowing assuredly that if the world was following the ways of Yeshua, how much peace there would be in the world. Speaking about equality, he said, "Woman, you are freed," he told the woman when he healed her. Equality and advancement and growth and love and no hypocrisy, no challenges, no trying to outdo the other, just grabbing each other's hands, moving forward in unity and growth. That's what his ways stand for. And we thank him for that, and we thank him that he has put that in our hearts to understand it in our minds. Thank you. We're going to conclude with our prayer, but before we do, just a quick announcement, and we'll close in prayer, that tomorrow we'll have a same service, very similar things we will do, just as short. Any one of you can host, if you like, or have something to share, a relevant reading. That's how it's going to be, simple like this, the same time, tomorrow. And on Sabbath, we will meet together with Yahad on the Yahad Zoom link. Okay, so that's what we will be doing. And the Eternal permitting, Sunday night, we will have a meeting like this on this same link or the Yahad link. The reason we're on this link is because we didn't have access to the Yahad link. But we could do it on this link or the Yahad link. We'll be on Sunday night, same time, just as short. Same thing for Monday. And we intend to meet on Tuesday morning with the Yahad, if they will do it at the same time, at 11 a.m., we will be there. Okay, so that's the brief announcements. We look forward to fellowshipping with you again, especially on Sabbath. So can we please have a closing prayer? Can somebody volunteer to do a closing prayer? Otherwise, I'll do it. No problem. But all right, just unmute and just do a closing prayer for us. I'll do the closing prayer then. Dear Father in heaven, eternal power over all things, you who are the first reality over all, we thank you so much. In the name of your sovereign Son, the anointed Savior, for all that you've done for us, for creating us, for keeping us through your law when we were stubborn, for sending your Son to die for us and rise again, who has shed abroad his Spirit in our hearts so that we don't need bit and bridle to obey you, but your laws are written in our hearts, and your Spirit drives us to love you and to love your Son, to love your Spirit, and to love each other, and to love all mankind, seeing in them the possibility of you, hope, the hope of you in each one, but especially in our brethren who have surrendered their lives to you. Thank you so much for all that you've done for us all these years, since you created us, through all your servants who suffered, and even to this day where we, among others, are gathered at around this time to give you thanks. Thank you so much, dear Father. Bless each brethren and family here that have come, given of their time in your name, to fellowship in your name. In the name of your Son, we pray and give you thanks. And by your Spirit, who shapes us in your image, amen. Thank you, brethren. Have a good rest of the evening and a good feast. Thank you.
Shalom to you all. Shalom.
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 Shalom. Thank you.